Okay, just giving you a chance, folks, a little time to get yourself straightened up and ready here today, because we have a show. Again, boy, what a power pack weekend this is. You're going to have to tune in tomorrow to see what's going on. We have some surprises for you as well tomorrow. Oh, yeah, we're going to take you to outer space. We're going to be doing some shows on UFOs coming up, so stay tuned for that. Are there UFOs? What do you think, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, I happen to agree on that, too. You know, it's not so much supernatural. It's being realistic about the energies within us or within the powers of the earth or the atmospheres of what we have that works with us. And, you know, everybody has that energy, as they say, and very few of us know how to use it or learn what to do. So we have a very special guest today. Dan, welcome to the show. Let's put your mic on there. So we got to make you talkable. How's that?
Thank you, Murray.
Thanks for coming in today, by the way.
Thanks a
lot. Appreciate that. And your lovely wife as well. This is a subject that very few people understand or know about. I understand, right?
That's correct.
I wasn't aware of it myself. It's sort of scary to step into the next realm of, yeah, that's really going on. Oh, I didn't realize that we have that ability to do that. And I was so flabbergasted when I talked to you, and you said, no, Murray, this is a very big thing. This is throughout the world. People do this very seriously, and it's very, let's say, how would you say it? It's very defined. It is a science, and it's a controlled science. It's not just a fallacy. You know, I'm just so overwhelmed about what I've learned in the short amount of time I've met you and been to a meeting that I'm hooked. Period. And I think the public needs to be aware of this and be exposed to it, because a lot of people have this ability and not even aware of it.
And the word is dowsing, okay. Murray. Dowsing. You haven't mentioned that word yet.
Well, that was my next thing. And I was going to say, what we're talking about is dowsing. And where did that word ever come from?
It's got many different origins, some of which are Gaelic, some of which are German. So there's many different variations of the word coming from different cultures and different origins. Here in the last 300 years, we've seen it come about as the term dowsing. But it has been termed witching, divining, radiesthesia overseas, it's mostly known as. But here in the States, we typically like to be called dowsers, not witches or diviners or water witchers. So,
well, do people associate that with people that are very special, that they have more control over the earth or other people with dowsers?
The amazing part of it is that a little bit about my background, I'll get into that, Murray. I'm an automotive professor, Southeast Michigan area, and I was first exposed to this about 10 years ago at a friend's farm. And what I saw on that farm, I just came out to it was in Ypsilanti, and it was a beautiful day, and I was invited to this farm, and he had a diviner or a dowser on the property, and I was curious. I had never seen this before. I mean, I've heard about it. You've read about it. You see it in books. Everybody associates dowsing with a wire rod or a fork stick or a piece of tree that somebody has cut from a willow or a fruit tree, and they walk across the earth looking for water. So in Ypsilanti, about 10 years ago, I had my first experience with this, and I got my first dowsing response. The dowser at the time had been called in. It was a friend of my farmer friend. It was a biodynamic farm in Ypsilanti, and he had been called in for several reasons. One of the first reasons was they had beehives, and we'll talk about that in 1 second. The second reason was they had fruit trees on the property, and just for the overall wellness of that property. So he was initially called in to work with earth energy lines. My friend had called in this dowser, work with the earth energy lines.
He had the farm, and he had all these problems or concerns.
Not necessarily problems. It was kind of damage control. It was not even damage control. It was there. He called him in for a peace of mind. He wanted to know that his land was producing the best vegetables, the best fruits. He wanted to call him in for a peace of mind. So he brought him in, and he was probably in his late 70s at that time. His name was Harvey Lyle, and he was based out of Ohio, and he came up to douse this farm in Ypsilanti. And he was working with earth energy lines in such a way. I mean, I had no concept at the time of this grid, this energy grid that we all live within.
Yeah, this is a new terminology for me as well.
Right.
Like everybody listening, they're not familiar with these ways that you're talking. So you're saying energy lines, are these things that are in the ground?
Right. These, again, I was kind of blown away at the time, and over the years I've done some research. If you were to look up Hartmann or Curry, these are doctors that came from Germany that did research about grids and these energy lines that could only be detected through dowsing. Now, there are certain places that intersect between the two grids that could be potentially harmful to humans. Not everybody would be harmed, but somebody that might be more susceptible to these energy lines could be. It could be a cancer. These are actually doctors, medical doctors in Germany. If you looked up Dr. Curry and Dr. Hartmann, they did numerous research studies based on the intersection of these grid lines and their association with cancer. So as far as this property goes...
How did that start? Did somebody... I'm just at a loss for words. And we're talking about cancer and energy lines underground, and they said if you get near this, it's hazard, you know.
Not necessarily near it. If you were to, say, sleep on a specific intersection of these lines, it could be harmful to some people.
Okay.
And dogs, cats, animals seem to be more sensitive to these energy lines that are being emitted from the Earth.
Are these everywhere?
All across the globe.
Okay. So now the next step is were they called in to say or try to find these energy lines? These doctors, or did they discover that there was something going on in the earth?
They were looking for an association between the cancer in their patients,
okay,
and a reason. Mm-hmm. They're looking for cause and effect, and they started to get into dowsing, and they started to realize that there was an association between this grid and the cancer that patients were getting.
Okay, so did they become dowsers themselves?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so go on. Go ahead.
Back to the farm in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So this dowser was called in not to look for cancer causing harmful, you know, grid lines. He was there to make sure that say the polarity of this specific grid on their property was in harmony with the fruit trees, the apple trees, the pear trees. As far as the beehives go, we have an epidemic, a global epidemic currently for bees. There's a huge reduction in bees currently. Now, back 10 years ago, they were looking at, this is very common amongst, I'm not a huge bee guy, but there's a huge problem with mites in the bee's trachea. And this Harvey Lyle, this specific dowser, had a jar of mites, and he actually had it in his pocket. And this is what he would call a witness. This is common within dowsing. You're trying to mentally resonate with what you're dowsing for. And he was trying to resonate with the mites. Okay. So whether he was communicating with the mites, whether he was trying to prevent the mites from infiltrating these beehives, he actually had a witness jar full of dead mites to prevent, you know, harm from coming to this beehive. So I was kind of blown away at the time, and I'm like, wow. You know, is this for real? You know, and
you say we have a problem with not enough bees?
Correct. There's been a large...
I wasn't even aware of that.
A large...
That was on the news not too long ago, actually. I had heard something about there being a shortage.
Of bees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Large-scale, global...
Why?
...reduction in bee population. It's largely unknown at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this doctor use these dead mites, right?
This is just one of our elder dowsers.
Okay.
He wasn't
a
doctor.
Okay.
So he was an elder, very experienced, been dowsing for 50 years, his entire life. And he had used these mites in this witness jar to try and make a connection with the beehive and prevent them from harming that specific hive.
Mm-hmm. Did he do it?
Absolutely. The bees were flourishing. As far as tangible, you know, scientific proof that it worked, it was never checked. I mean, we just know that the bees were very healthy, you know, for that season.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, you know, other dowsing targets that are tangible.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a little less tangible because it wasn't taken out and tested. All we need to know is that it worked.
1-800-998-FIX-IT. 1-800, and this is really Fix-It. 1-800-998-3494. If you'd like to ask a question of Dan. Dan, pronounce your name for us, please.
First name Dan, last name Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R.
And how do people get hold of you? Is there a website? Or
I do have a website. It is www.michigandowsers.org, michigandowsers.org. And you can reach me at my email at cardowser@yahoo.com, cardowser@yahoo.com.
Why do you have Cardowser?
I'm an automotive professor.
Okay, yeah, okay, Cardowser, that's right.
And I am currently working on dowsing charts to find problems for your car.
You work for one of the big three?
I work for a local community college in the heart of the automotive industry.
Okay, amazing, huh? There's a lot happening in that industry. I was just reading recently about Ford Motor giving solar cells to people that buy electric cars. Did you hear about that?
I have not heard that.
Yeah, we put it on the website. It's pretty unique, you know. That's the future anyways, right?
It's probably right above my spot, right?
Right.
Probably check that out later.
Right. Well, listen, this is a pretty interesting subject to me. You asked what dowsing is, and dowsing is, are there many kinds of different dowsers? Or is it all one? Is it all one throw into one realm?
I think dowsing as a whole cannot really be summed up. We're working with subtle energies. We're working with tangible or intangible targets. If we go back to what we're initially associated with, finding water with a forked stick, I mean that is very much true that that is dowsing. But you can go as far as to douse your own personal needs. If you were looking for the correct vitamin C for the day, do I need vitamin C? You can personally douse for yourself. If I was looking for an automotive repair facility in the Yellow Pages and there was 200 auto repair facilities and you're looking for, say, the most ethical or the best technicians, you could easily eliminate hundreds of facilities quickly using various dowsing tools.
Dan, two questions. Can anybody learn how to douse, and how did you start?
Absolutely. Anybody can douse if you have enough patience. I do have some friends that can't sit still for more than 30 seconds, and teaching them would be a bit of a challenge. However, I have found that almost all people have the ability to douse. Like myself, I was a very scientific type of person. And I picked up a set of L rods or even a Y rod, and I was dowsing within minutes. So, and I do teach that, you know, whenever I go out to somebody's property and help them, I hand them a set of L rods, and I make sure they get their first dowsing response, and then it should expand from there.
We're going to say this many times today, but you also have a group that meets once a month, and give everybody the information about that group and how to become part of it and learn about it and see if they want to be involved with it.
Absolutely. The reason I started my own group was about 4 years ago. I took you asked about me learning how to douse. About 4 years ago, I took a dowsing class in Danville, Vermont, and there's the American Society of Dowsers based out of Danville, Vermont. And I came back home after I took their classes. They have a basic, an intermediate, and advanced class. I came back from Vermont. And I'm like, okay, now I need to meet people, like-minded people. Now I need to start practicing. Where do I go? And the closest dowsing group was 6 hours south in Ohio. So I came back. I taught my brother Steve how to douse. And we decided, you know, we're not going to drive 6 hours. There are plenty of people around here that would love to do this, love to practice this, love to get together and help people. And so we created our own dowsing organization here in Southeast Michigan. And we've got close to 50 members, and we've got close to 200 on the mailing list. Mm-hmm. So it's going very well.
Well, you got 51 coming up. I couldn't attend last month's meeting, but I want to go to this next one coming up.
Third Saturday of every month. This one's coming up on the 20th.
Okay.
And if you go to our website at michigandowsers.org, you'll be able to look at the calendar and figure out when our next dowsing meeting, or even I invite people out on the field if we're, say, doing a water well sighting or searching for energy lines in somebody's house, or somebody lost their cat, or You know,
you were mentioning that people can actually, or you or experienced dowsers can learn or actually find things way under the ground. Not just with water, but maybe people or somebody that's been missing a long time.
Absolutely. I've been, for practice, when I was first starting out, and I still do on occasion, I'll go to Craigslist, actually, and I'll look under lost items. And I happen to have a couple parrots in the past, so I found a lot. There was a lost parrot down in Westland that I took on, and like, well, let's see
lost
what I can do with this.
I mean, in the, where?
It actually flew out the window in an apartment complex.
Okay.
So I'm like, let's see what I can do with this. So, and you know, I was looking for, you have to keep practicing, you have to keep challenging yourself, so.
I'm not laughing at you, believe me. I'm just unbelievable that I was not aware of all this going on around us.
All right. This would be a remote map dowser. So if I was looking.